Hello, and welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I'm delighted you have chosen to join me today for episode 119, saying yes. So often in our life, we say no to things that would open up whole new experience. Sometimes there are big things that come aboard, and man, if you said yes to that, you know your entire life would change, and we sometimes backtrack or pull away from those. There's also just kind of different experiences that add to the flavor and the texture and the depth of your life, and a lot of those times we say no to those experiences as well. We have lots of different excuses and rationalizations and justifications for why, I just can't possibly do that. I just couldn't do that. That's not going to work for me. It's an interesting way that a lot of us keep ourselves stuck or in the safe zone or in the familiar and the comfortable instead of allowing ourselves to be the trailblazing explorers that we actually are deep down inside. I just wanted to share this really fun and inspiring story with you all to see what it may pop open in your own space and maybe throw forth a challenge, so to speak, to play with this in your own way. I had a friend named Caroline back in my mid-upper 20s. We were both living in Atlanta. She was another healthcare worker like I was. We knew each other from the hospital. She was a great girl. She had, you know, of course, her master's degree. She had this beautiful job at the hospital, kind of meeting her professional goals. She had bought her own house. She was doing her own thing. She kind of had the life that she thought she really, really wanted. How many of us have done the same? We go after targets, we go after goals, we reach them, and then kind of like, and now what? So Caroline found herself in that space of, and now what? And she found herself getting very, 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 very entangled with this male friend that she had, where she spent about a year, almost two years of her life thinking that the next thing that was going to add flavor and texture and change to her life was this one man choosing to be in a romantic relationship with her. You can imagine that since they were friends, they were around each other all the time. So that created some interesting gray area and gray zone where it kind of felt like there was a relationship forming when in actuality, there wasn't. She went through a really hard time where she finally had the conversation with him, and it just came that, you know, that's not what he desired. He actually didn't see her that way. And her entire world crumbled. It was kind of fascinating to look at her reaching all of these goals and reaching pretty big goals and targets in her life and doing what so many of us do, that we look for the next expected step, thinking that's what's going to be the next target to get, or add again those experiences that we're looking to bring to our lives. When that possibility that she had been banking on went away, she had a really hard time. She found herself super, super stuck. She was going home every night after work, not going out, not meeting new people. And she just got really, not even just depressed. It was more of this flat energy. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. I'm just going through the motions. That's kind of one thing I'd like you all to look at for yourselves as we go through this story. Where are you going after targets, reaching them, then looking for something else to add in that flavor and that texture, and having it not come to fruition or not come the way you think it's going to, or not coming as quickly as you would like it to, and therefore find yourself more stuck. Now, what Caroline did, which I think is absolutely brilliant and kind of the whole point of this podcast episode, is she got really fed up with feeling so flat and so stuck and doing the same thing day after day after day, waiting for some lightning bolt out of the sky to fill her up and make her happy. So she kind of had a hard look at her life, and she started to notice that every time someone invited her to do something outside of her normal comfort zone, outside of her normal routine, her immediate response was no. She said no all the time. She would get invited out with someone. She would get invited to a party with people she didn't meet. She would say, no, I don't want to do that. That makes me uncomfortable. She would get invited to come speak at an event. She would say no. She had all sorts of reasons and justifications, and in her mind, valid excuses as to not do it. But what she found when she picked this apart for herself were a lot of those excuses were really based in the fear mentality of stretching herself out of the comfort zone and just allowing herself to experience something different. This is an edge. This is an area that a lot of us get stuck on. We say no when a new possibility arises. We get that thing in our belly that's, oh my goodness, nervous tummy, and it makes us feel uncomfortable. There's some circumstances that kind of make you want to crawl out of your skin. I go through a lot of that all my time with my business growth. It gets bigger and my skin wants to like peel away because it gets uncomfortable. Totally get it. And again, it's not unique. This is stuff that we all go through. And if you don't continue to want to change or desire to grow or go exploring in your life, that's perfectly fine. You can say no and stay comfy and cozy. But what I find so often is there's that rub that comes because deep down you do desire to continue to evolve. That is like the human journey. That is the explorer and the dreamer in you. And so we go through these internal conflicts, these internal battles of our baser nature and what we actually are and be, these explorers who continue to want to experience and push that growing edge. But on top of that has been layered these weird points of view that hold us in seeking the comfort and the familiar and building excuse after excuse, after story, as to why it can't be so. So again, as you listen, just look at where maybe this may be up for you in terms of business creation, creative pursuits, relationship development, money, my goodness, being able to actually accrue and develop wealth takes more of this stretching energy. It takes a little bit of a yes, right? So back to our story, please just stick with me and include yourself in the process where may this be relevant for you. Caroline, my friend, just got really sick of this state. So she set forth a challenge. She said, you know what, for the next month, every time someone invites me to do something, I'm going to say yes. She said, even if it makes me uncomfortable, even if I don't want to do it, even if I have the excuse that I'm tired, I've already worked a long day, I don't know anyone at the party, all of those excuses that she had used to shut the doors that were opening for her, she said, you know what? No, I'm going to stop. And she gave herself a time frame, which I think is fantastic because it was just like, you know, I'm going to just say yes for the next month. And what came out of that challenge, that choice, just to throw open the doors and actually allow yourself to walk through, was phenomenal. On the bigger scope and the bigger creation point, I mean, in that month, she met her now husband, who actually led her to live into a different state. She lives up in Baltimore now, not Atlanta. She's been here, there, and everywhere. She met people she had never known before. She had all these different creative side projects starting to come into the picture just on that month of saying yes to the invitations. But beyond that, and bigger than that, and deeper than that, really, and where I would really love to invite you to explore, is her willingness to say yes, even if it didn't lead right to that one choice that led to future husband or a new city living or a big creative project. Every single yes she took gave her more of her. It gave her more of the choice to say, you know what, that's a door that's opening. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to walk through it. And you know, if I go and I don't like it, I can say yes to myself to leave. But I'm at least going to walk through and explore. It was really cool to watch her from kind of the sidelines of this, because I saw this very stuck woman who's very, very brilliant, very beautiful, very personable, but very stuck at the time, kind of shy, inward focused, and stagnant, really stuck. I just watched her bloom. And I know where most of us go with this conversation is, oh my goodness, she said yes to this and she met a husband and she has this new living and that's amazing. Yes, there's that. And also, broader than that, without the defined viewpoint of what you have to get or what you will get if you start to say yes to things that show up. It was more the texture and the color and the actual day-to-day experiences that started to add to her life and open up those doors even more. A lot of times when we have these doors open, the yes comes because it matches a definition of what we think we want and what we think we need. When you're willing to actually say yes and at least go explore the possibilities that open for you, that's a very different energy. Yes, that may bring something into fruition that you've been desiring and looking to create. Quite honestly, I don't know how else things would be coming to fruition if you're not saying yes to them. That's a big one. You have to be able to say yes to what you want in your life and be willing to explore and step forward and go after it while you let it come to you at the same time. But it was also interesting, if it's beyond that very structured viewpoint of what you're going to be getting, what else could you start to explore? What else could start to open up for you? And even if it's as simple as saying yes to a party, you know, a yes to just going out and meeting new people that makes you feel uncomfortable, or going to a marketing event that you never would have dared to go to before. What if nothing big came directly from it, but you choosing to go gave you you, gave you your choice and added to your living experience? It's amazing. Choice creates awareness. You have a breath of awareness. You have a breath of new energy. And quite frankly, you never know where those connections are going to lead if you're willing to just show up and move forward. I really invite you to play with this. This is something I play with all the time. Yes, on a side note, there is a total value and deliciousness in being able to say no. I may do an episode about that as well, because that's a biggie. But beyond that, and on this energy and this trajectory here, if you're looking at changing and growing and moving forward, what have you been saying no to that keeps that thing pushed out into your future and not now here in the present for you to enjoy? And what excuses, what justifications, what rationalizations have you been using to keep that no in place and that door sealed shut? What if it was time just to allow that door to open, let the light in, let the breeze flow through, and start to explore and lean into it a bit more? Just start saying yes to the things that come up, even if you start to feel uncomfortable, even if they make no logical sense. Follow the lightness, follow the knowing, and maybe push a bit into that uncomfortable space. Sometimes when things are heavy and feel uncomfortable, doesn't necessarily mean that they're wrong or that there's something to come away from. Sometimes that is a growing edge that if you walk through two steps beyond is a whole new way of living. I invite you to play. Let me know how this one goes. Be bold, be brave, say yes and no. You can always say no later on. That's perfectly okay. You can say yes to the choice to leave that new situation, but at least get out there and start exploring. Unstick yourself by starting to say yes and see where you lead. As always, you can find me at laurenpolly.com and you can email me at lauren@laurenpolly.com. Have an amazing week and I will chat with you next Tuesday.